It's paid for itself over and over again.
Invest in your future right now. Call 303-6-
of the Vista Village Mobile Home Park and your KOA.
Five bombs planted in homes.
News Radio 850 KOA.
Thank you much, Todd. It's 6:36 on 850 KOA.
Stephen Tubbs, April Zesbaugh on the Wednesday edition of Colorado's Morning News. Glad you're along for the ride. Right now, joining us on the 850 KOA news line is Senator Ken Salazar. And the Democrat joins us live this morning. And Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. What is your take as the Senate today? It's a full debate, and there are three different things floating around. A lot of talk about this illegal immigration debate.
We need to get Stephen and April control of our borders, and I think that the effort that came out of the Judiciary Committee does that. It's a comprehensive immigration reform package. I intend to support it on the floor today, and I'm hopeful that we deliver on something that President Bush and Senator McCain and others have been working on for a long time, and that is comprehensive immigration reform.
So you agree with the president and some in his party that say there has to be a guest worker program as part of any illegal or immigration reform package?
Yeah, we need to do that in order for us to be able to get the whole immigration issue under control. This is essentially a matter of national security. We now have anywhere from 400,000 to 500,000 people coming into this country every year. We don't know who they are. They're not registered anywhere. And for 20 years, this has been going on. The package that has been put together is one that was engineered essentially by Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy. I've supported them on the package. I've talked to the president about it, and I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to get it through.
If the McCain-Kennedy reform bill passes, you're a member of the Agriculture Committee there in the Senate. I'm wondering, what do you think this would do for the people that are in the fields? And so many of them, from California to Texas, are illegally in this country working in the fields.
You know, Stephen, we included in the legislative package, it'll be on the floor today, a provision related to the farm workers. And it was sponsored by Larry Craig from Idaho, myself, and others. And what that will do is it will allow people who are out there on the farms to come here temporarily to work on a seasonal basis and then return back to their country of origin. I think it's important to do that because when you look at the orchards in Palisade, or you look at the potato fields in the valley, or you look at the agricultural community in Weld County, they rely on that kind of labor in order to be able to bring in the crops to feed our nation.
But aren't we continuing to make America the promised land for these folks instead of helping them make their own country better? We talked to a Border Patrol agent at the top of the hour who says, you know, he'll catch the same person four times in a shift trying to come over to America. And if you've got a guest worker program that's extremely attractive, aren't you just going to keep feeding that problem?
No, because the things that we need to do are, first of all, we need to get control of our border on the border, and so there will be additional border patrol that will be hired to make sure that we're safeguarding our border. Secondly, we need to enforce our immigration laws here within our country, so there are major provisions in this bill that will allow us to enforce our immigration laws within the United States. And then thirdly, in order for us to make sure that we know who is here, this registration program of having people register here when they come here as guest workers, where we have the employer verify that they have a job here, that they're going to be returning back to their country, will just help us deal with the issue in a comprehensive way. Otherwise, we just make a mockery of the whole system. You know, what we do now is essentially catch people, send them across the border, then they come back across the border. So we have a system of chaos and lawlessness. And what we're trying to do is to move forward to a system that will be an orderly system of law and order with respect to immigration.
Senator, we have about a minute left. You were recently in Iraq and Afghanistan. You met yesterday with the president. Also at that meeting, the vice president, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who, as a programming note, we have an exclusive interview with here on 850 KOA tomorrow. So be listening for that. But your meeting with the president, you talking about allies' help, the allied forces, the coalition. We apparently, according to you, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, we need more of that help from the outside.
In essence, we need a more effective prosecution of the war. You know, we need to succeed in Iraq. There's been too much invested in there. But what we need to do is, one, we need to be more competent in what we're doing on the ground. We still have a system of law and order, which is non-existent in Iraq 3 years after we got there. We need to change that. And we also need to bring in the international community at a much higher level, and that includes the neighbors of Iraq, who have a very vested interest in making sure that the Iraq democracy effort succeeds.
Some of your colleagues on the Democrat side want a quick pull out of troops from there. You've always said that's not going to happen and that shouldn't happen. Do you feel the same way after visiting that country?
I do. You know, when I look into the eyes of the soldiers from Colorado and they tell me, help us, we need more time, we need the American people to be patient, you know, I agree with that. I think we need to succeed in Iraq. But I also am concerned that we need to be much more competent in how we're prosecuting this war. We haven't been competent at all, and so we need to make some changes. And that means, as General Shirelli told me in Iraq, we need to make sure that what we're doing is looking at all the challenges that we're facing in Iraq in an integrated manner. It's not just a matter of training the Iraqi army, which is something that we've done and are doing well, but it's also establishing a system of law and order. It's establishing a system of economic viability for the country, fixing the infrastructure, and none of that is going very well right now. The only thing that's going well is the training of the Iraqi military, but the system of police and courts and justice is at about zero.
Senator, an exciting, busy week. Thanks so much for joining us from Washington.
Thank you very, very much, April and Stefan. Have a great day.
You bet.